Today I'm talking with Ian Feist, a member of the class of 2012 and the creator of Lewis and Clark College's new Global Engagement Board. Ian set about creating the board as a first-year student because he wanted to increase opportunities for experiential learning. So just to get started, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and what drew you to Lewis and Clark?
I chose Lewis and Clark for a number of reasons. I think one of the main reasons was the overseas program, and you hear that from a lot of students, but it's so true that it's really integrated and almost not, it's not a requirement of the college to do a study abroad, but such a high percentage of the college does it, that it's really integrated with your learning style at Lewis and Clark. And then why I chose a liberal arts school was because I feel that we're given so many different opinions and every argument for an opinion, and then from that we can decide what we want to take from it and what we hold dear to ourselves, and then formulate our own arguments and opinions, and most of all be able to defend them. And it transcends the academic life and goes into your morals and your beliefs as a person, and that's what I love about Lewis and Clark.
So can you tell me what the Global Engagement Board is and what you're hoping that it will accomplish?
Yeah, the Global Engagement Board is as you said, it's a new board of government. What we're hoping to do is we want to advocate and represent students that value global engagement and service activities in their extracurricular lives, and give them a means to apply for funds to develop their own project ideas. And when I say global, I mean the United States as well, or even in the Portland community, to develop their own ideas and to get this experiential learning through things that they're passionate about.
So what would be like an example of how a group or an individual might go through the board to secure funding for some kind of project?
The projects, like things that we're interested in funding, are self-designed projects, most of which are going to be social justice issues. Projects that students have had in the past are like clean water, or water, what's the word I'm looking for?
Purification?
Purification, there we go. Projects. And like, so they go and they research what is the best machine or what is the best device to purify the most water for like the cheapest, and then how to get people trained to use that, and like those type of things, like student design, student research, student implemented projects. And then so it's going to be, the process is going to be grant application, interview. And one of the things that I'd like to have grantees do is do like a 3-minute pitch of their project. In the real world, when you're pitching your ideas to a boss or an organization or whoever it may be, you're given, you know, that first 3 minutes is where you really have to show that your idea is good and to get it funded. And so I want students to start thinking about that.
Can you tell me how this, how the Global Engagement Board will be different than the Student Academic Affairs Board, which I guess has been around since the 80s?
Yeah, they've been around for a long time. What we've looked at, the Global Engagement Board has looked at how SOB works and how SOB functions, and we like a lot of the aspects of it, but we don't like that it's limited to just academic research, because students are so much more than just what they're doing in school. And we want students to be able to apply for funding and feel like they can develop those passions into tangible ways. And we're calling this, you know, experiential learning, that not all of the learning happens in the classroom. It happens through, you know, what you do with the learning. And so we're taking what SOB does and applying it to more of a service engagement community piece.
What would we see on campus as an impact from that funding?
Hopefully we would see a lot of students coming back from doing their projects and speaking about what they have done, and getting students empowered and interested in these issues, and bringing a diversity of topics to Lewis and Clark. And then, like SOB, they bring speakers, and we would like to do the same thing, but maybe executive directors of nonprofits who are working in Africa or, you know, East Asia, and have them come talk about what they're doing, so we get to not only see, you know, professors coming and speaking about what they're doing, but like real world organizations that are functioning and helping large amounts of people.
Why do you think that Lewis and Clark needed something like this? What do you think about the community here called mm-hmm. for a board like this?
Oh, I definitely think that it was something that was needed, and I think that it was needed for a variety of reasons. Lewis and Clark is a community of change makers. It's a activists, people engaged in the community on and off campus, and this is what Lewis and Clark students are doing when they leave college. They're joining nonprofits, they're doing Peace Corps, Teach for America, and using their education in that way, but we haven't had a built-in program that teaches the skills that they're going to be learning after college, in college. And so I hope to bridge that gap with GEB.
How does this fit in for you personally? How does this fit into what you're studying here or what you're pursuing while you're here at Lewis and Clark?
Well, it fits in a lot of ways. I think it doesn't directly translate to my academics here. It translates a lot with my extracurricular activities, and I consider myself an activist and very involved in social justice issues, and it's a means to get other students to be able to pursue their interests. And I work in the Center for Career and Community Engagement, so it totally connects with that area of my life, and what you're doing in the community really enforces what you can do in a career.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like you've got your work cut out for you, and like GEB's gonna really do a lot for the community, so yeah. Thanks for talking with me today.
Yeah, definitely.